Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Monday, October 5th. Governor Gretchen Whitmer said Sunday that she is very concerned about the effect a state Supreme Court opinion will have on her ability to control the spread of COVID-19. Rick Pluta reports.
The Michigan Supreme Court's opinion says the governor exceeded her authority by continuing to issue orders without legislative approval. Those orders require masks and distancing and restrict public gatherings. Whitmer said on CNN that her orders have saved lives and slowed the spread of COVID-19.
And the Supreme Court, on a slim majority Republican vote, undermined that effort. And so I remain very concerned.
Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey says Republicans will negotiate with the governor, but GOP lawmakers are opposed to mask mandates. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control says cloth face coverings are one of the most effective weapons available to slow the spread of the virus. I'm Rick Pluta.
As the flu season approaches, health experts say there will be 30% more vaccines available this year when compared to last. Dr. George E. Kikano is the Central Michigan University Vice President for Health Affairs and the Dean of the CMU College of Medicine. He says in the age of COVID, the flu vaccine is more important than ever.
So imagine getting a virus or getting a flu and the COVID, which can mean if they come together. This is completely unnecessary. I mean, we've lost so many people already. Any more death we can prevent, the better we are as a country.
To help people get vaccinated, Kikano says CMU is hosting a flu vaccine clinic. The second day of that clinic is today at the Bovee University Center. The spending on Michigan's race for U.S. Senate could reach $100 million. The campaigns of Republican John James and Democrat Gary Peters together have spent about $35 million so far on broadcast channels alone. Simon D. Schuster is the executive director of the Michigan Campaign Finance Network, a campaign spending watchdog. He says the big spending is coming from outside Michigan.
The majority of the money in this race has been from outside groups, super PACs, national committees that they can coordinate for the Senate, as well, additionally, dark money organizations, especially those.
The amount so far exceeds previous races for U.S. Senate in Michigan, and the spending is on track to break the previous record for most expensive race in the state. That was the 2018 governor's race, where more than $93 million was spent. The governor is moving the Upper Peninsula backwards in the state's reopening plan. She says a recent surge of COVID-19 cases there means that UPers need to take more precautions. More from Taylor Wisner.
The UP largely avoided coronavirus outbreaks until early this summer. In mid-June, cases in rural counties began rising. Then infections shot up in August and never leveled off. By mid-September, Whitmer says there was a surge. So the governor is returning the region to phase 4, which means work from home, enforcing mask wearing in schools, and indoor gatherings with less than 10 people. The superintendent of Copper Country ISD, George Staccaro, says restrictions are needed to help stop the spread to schools.
Practicing the social distancing, face masks, washing our hands, doing things like that, which we are trying to teach, we think will help. But we also need our community to do that also.
He says he's had to quarantine several classes at his 13 schools. And staffing is a challenge as there's a shortage of subs. I'm Taylor Wisner.
Michigan farmworkers and immigrant rights advocates are urging the governor to veto a package of bills that is aimed at protecting employers from COVID-19 workplace lawsuits. More on that from Michelle Jokish-Polo.
The bills would protect employers from getting sued by employees who became sick with COVID-19 in the workplace, unless there's proof the business failed to follow safety regulations. Margarita works at a poultry processing facility where she says she caught COVID-19. We're only using her first name to protect her identity. She says COVID made her unable to work for almost a month. She says she didn't feel strong enough because COVID left her so weak, and so she had to stop working during that time. According to the bills, a worker only has a standing if they have been hospitalized for at least 24 hours, have been incapacitated for 14 days, or have died from COVID-19. Margarita is one of many farm workers joining the Michigan Immigrant Rights Center, United Farm Workers Foundation, and the Michigan League for Public Policy, urging Governor Gretchen Whitmer to veto the bills. The bills now move to the Senate following approval in the House. I'm Michelle Jokish-Polo.
Michigan lawmakers have introduced three pieces of legislation that would institute major reforms around police accountability. More on that from Ben Thorpe.
The bill package would open disciplinary proceedings involving officers to Freedom of Information Act requests, remove police immunity in cases of unreasonable use of force, and mandate police departments to file use of force incidents with the state. Democratic State Representative Tyrone Carter introduced the package. He says in some use of force cases, police officers resign and their departments drop investigations into use of force incidents. The officer then may go on to another department and reoffend.
But it has to be a record of this to protect other departments. Bad officers are costing taxpayers, as you see. You know, officers don't pay, departments don't pay, taxpayers ultimately pay.
Carter says the legislation is unlikely to pass, but he thinks it's important that the conversation around police accountability is had. A spokesperson for the Michigan State Police says they are reviewing the bills but have not taken a position on them. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.
The Michigan Department of Natural Resources is reporting that it has been a strange year this year when it comes to the state's fishing industry. Mark Tonello is a fisheries biologist with the DNR.
From what I hear, fishing license sales were up dramatically from the last couple of years. There were quite a few people fishing this year. Over the course of my career, which is, you know, over 20 years now, our fishing license sales numbers have dropped. And so it's nice to see them going the other way for once.
However, some fall fish runs have been delayed. Tonello says Chinook salmon are beginning to show up in large numbers across northern Michigan, including in the Pierre Marquette, Little Manistee, and the Betsy Rivers. In the interest of transparency, we do note that the DNR is a financial supporter of this station. It'll be partly to mostly sunny today. The lower peninsula will be dry, but a few scattered showers are possible north of the bridge, mainly this afternoon. Highs will be in the mid to upper 50s statewide, 13 Celsius in Ontario. And that is your WCMU Morning News Roundup for this Monday. I'm Mike Horace. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again tomorrow.